This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I saw this story. It says, not everyone on the conservative dating app is a conservative. I was like, really? Shocker. Of course not. And you may be going, Kevin, but, you know, like on ChristianMingle.com, are they all Christians? Probably not. But there's a bigger picture. Here's my point. There are a lot of women on the conservative dating site, leftist women who actually want to, you ready for this? Be treated like women. Feel like a woman. And you know what they want? They want real men. Welcome everybody, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, and I am a real man. All man. Toxically masculine. And I don't know exactly what the leftists say about it, but I'm proudly toxically masculine. I am so happy to be the definitive, the standard bearer of manhood. If you want to calibrate your man, look, compare him to me, okay? Because, and by the way, if you're a man listening to this program, you are 100% man as well. If you're a man listening to this program, you know what to listen for. You don't make excuses about stuff. You understand that there's a higher responsibility given to you by God to be a man. You are a protector, a comforter, and a host of other things that women are not. I mean, I'm not telling you they can't be those things, just as men can be good, you know, whatever it is that we got to be the kids, right? We can be the comforters and all that stuff too. We can be the instead of the hunters, we can be the gatherers. But I'm telling you what our role is. And if you don't like it, I don't really care. The majority of people listening to this program know that a man has a different set of responsibilities to his family, to his community, etc., than women. And it doesn't make ours any better. I tell people all the time, if you're a conservative man, here's what you know. You know that women are better than we are. And you exalt them. You lift them up. Your woman, your daughters, you hold them in higher esteem than anybody on the planet. They carry the cradle. They are the cradle of civilization. They carry mankind in their womb. And until you can do that, dudes, and it's never going to happen, by the way, despite what the left says, that's, you got to defer to women. And there's nothing wrong with that. I proudly will tell you, I had, and I love my grandparents dearly, but I respected my grandmother more than I did my grandfather. She was a person that came to me and kept me at even keel. My grandfather was just there to kind of go. He was there to protect. I remember when I was trying to pitch in Little League and I hit a dude three times. And the guy wanted to fight me. And my grandmother was like yelling at him. My grandfather would never yell at a kid, but he yelled at this kid. And it was technically my fault. But, you know, if my grandfather was like, you go to harm him. And I'm between him and you, okay? I'll never forget that. That was the first and only time my grandfather ever stood up like, I will fight for that kid. I remember thinking, wow, and I stopped trying to pitch because I just wasn't a pitcher. Because I did, and it wasn't intentional for me to hit the guy. I was just trying to throw the ball as fast as I could and didn't know what I was doing. Anyway. Only a handful of lunatics, folks, are true leftists. And even that doesn't really exist. A true leftist is, you want to know what a true leftist is? A hypocrite. A person who says, do as I say, not as I do. They're hypocrites. And that's why Democrats love them. That's why Democrats are full of them. They're all hypocrites. They want to be rich. We got to go after these rich people. Well, how are you rich? Why is it that every one of you guys saying this are all filthy rich? And here's what's most interesting. How do you keep getting richer? How is it that you can propose a policy that crushes the middle class and Nancy Pelosi goes from $12 million of net worth to being worth over $100 million? Explain that to me. How
was it that the policies that you implement never seem to hit home?
I want to talk about affirmative action today. And I'm going to begin with a clip. Well, I'm going to play a series of clips, but this is a big elephant in the room. And I want you to understand how big this problem is. And I talked about it on one of my sneak peeks. Affirmative action and the use of blacks and women and Latinos and LGBT is all men. You wonder, why are we focusing on transgender? We're setting rules for transgender. Do you realize we are impacting the military based on transgenderism? We're impacting the education system based on transgenderism. And while we fight those battles, you know what is happening? The indoctrination continues. While we're, are they having drag queen reading hour? What's that got to do with your kid not getting educated? What you should tell them is, I don't give a crap about drag queen reading hour. But here's what I do give a crap about. My kid learning reading, writing, and arithmetic. The three R's, as they call it. And if you can't do that, I'm going to get rid of you. And you know what the left will do? They will get rid of drag queen reading hour. But while we're, oh my gosh, you have all these naughty bits. Yeah. And then we get caught up over there. Look over there. Which, by the way, ooh. They're doing the other stuff. They're continuing it. They're continuing teaching racism and demoralizing blacks and delegitimizing white kids and all this while we focus on transgender reading hour. They use black people to do their dirty work. They want to go after your guns. They use black people to do your dirty work. They want to allow people to come into the border. They use black people to do your dirty work. If they want to raise your taxes on something, they get black people to do your dirty work. Some oppressed group is going to do the dirty work, and it generally is going to be blacks. And you guys have heard me talk about my comedian buddy that has this clip called, I'm So Glad You Said Something. White people, leftists, will get black leftists charged about anything. Y'all gonna let them kill you like that? Let those police kill you like that? I realize you committed a crime, but still, you gonna let them police beat you up like that? And we go to screaming, police brutality, defund the police, and get them out of here. And then who suffers? Who suffers when these white people come whisper to us, you gonna let them do that to you? Mm-hmm. Since when has that ever done anybody any good? A dude got a butt whooping from me because his buddy said, you gonna let him talk to you like that? And I didn't even say anything bad. But old boy ran up on me, and, well, it didn't end well for him. We come back, we're going to talk about this elephant in the room, this diversity, inclusion, and equity war. And we got a lot of other stuff to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Before I get into a discussion of the what's going on with these black, what I call congressional black circus clowns and the things that they do, I want to talk about this transgender weightlifters and all that. And it all leads into what I'm going to talk about this hour. So a bearded Avi Silverberg is shown calmly approaching the bench in men's clothing as part of a protest against gender self-identification policies in sport. Silverberg then unofficially breaks the female bench press record for the 84-plus kilogram women's category, which was a 270-pound press officially set by a trans lifter. Silverberg smashed the record by the transgender powerlifter and something, I forget her name, Ann Andres, who had previously mocked women for being, quote, so bad at bench pressing. Why is women's bench so bad? She, the transgender Ann Andres said. I mean, not compared to me, as we all know, I'm a tranny freak, so that doesn't count. I mean, standard bench and powerlifting competitions for women, I literally don't understand why it's so bad. That's what this transgender man to woman, mocked women about their ability to push weight off their chest. Now, at the time, Riley Gaines, a spokeswoman for the Independent Women's Forum and a competitive swimmer who was beaten by transgender athlete Leah Thomas, hit out at Andres, and she wrote on Twitter, "Ann Andres, male who identifies and competes as a woman, doesn't understand why women powerlifters are so bad at the bench press." And he says, "Well, I don't know, Ann, but maybe it's because you have 20 times more testosterone than them. Just a thought." Now, the reason why I bring this up is this is the level of idiocy that we've come to because of leftism, who are doing, you ready for this? Gender studies and women's studies in college. And the outcome is a man in Canada can declare himself a woman, go compete, and break the record of the transgender woman who broke the record of a legitimate woman. Now, that's leftism. And they claim men are the one toxically masculine. Men do not want to compete against women. Why? We're stronger. We're faster. We jump higher. We jump farther. It's not a competition. But we don't want to compete against women and what they're good at either. And, you know, it's funny. We're always talking about these things that men are so good at. If you want to do something, have sports that women are good at. I don't know if this is true, but I heard this is true. That a woman can sit against a wall longer than a man. I don't know if it's true, but I heard it is. Something about the way their pelvis region is developed allows a woman to sit comfortably against a wall longer than any man. How about you do that? You have a competition on that. I don't know if men would ultimately win it, but I'm sure there are things that women can do better than men. I know there are. But we've developed these things. And look, it's in the spirit of the way the world works. Why is a marathon 26.2 miles? Because that's supposedly what some Greek ran to tell somebody, "Oh, here's the news, a war is coming," and then you drop dead. So we have the marathon. We have things that are a testament to strength and speed and things like that. And men are going to win those. But we also have things where it's a test against your mental acumen, you know, or it's something else. Subjective, even. It just bugs me. Why are we having this stupid, specious discussion about it? I'll tell you what I think women are better at than men. I'll practically guarantee you. Raising children. Now, I'm not saying a man isn't needed, but I'm saying in terms of the nurturing and the care of kids, I think women are far superior than men. I know my wife is far superior than me. And I don't have any problem saying that. I think most guys would say, "I do my job, but my wife, she's the rock in the house." Doesn't mean we can't switch and be good daddies and do a good job. But women are geared for it. And that's not a sexist statement. If I carried a baby in my stomach, I think I would probably have a little tighter affiliation to it than somebody who watched from afar. But we never think about it. Leftists will never allow that to happen. Anyway, I think it's crazy that, and you look at Joe Biden and the left, they're fixated on this stuff. And you know what it always is? It's always on women, I mean, men who transition to be women. Where is the big hoopla over the transgender community of women who transition to be men? Doesn't exist, does it? And there's a reason it doesn't exist. Because men aren't going to make... If a woman transitioned to a man, and she dominated us in whatever it is, ask us if men would care. You know what we would do? We'd go, "Man, I don't know what it is with these women that transition into men, but they have... Game on! Competition! We're going to get you!" Women have to complain. And you know why they have to? I'm talking about real women who say, "You come transition to be a woman, come to our sport, and I'm going to complain." Why? Because you're still a biological male.
Oh, Kevin, it's all about the testosterone levels. No, it's not. Don't believe that lie. Yes, testosterone is one of the chemical factors, but your body as a male is still behaving like a male, regardless of the levels of testosterone. It's still behaving like a male, unless they completely block your testosterone and you start creating estrogen like a woman. Because it's both parts. Men have both. We have a little bit of estrogen. We just don't have as much. And we have this testosterone that's just oozing out of us. So it cracks me up that we have these discussions. I've gone too far. I'm going to have to now talk about the at least it does fit into the discussion. My producers are looking at me like, you went too far. No. I mean, I know this segment's almost over, but I'm saying, It's leading into what I want to talk about with affirmative action and how they use black people. Right now, the Democrats are using the transgender to throw us off. And we're going for it. It is a stupid discussion to talk about, oh, I can declare myself a woman and enter. I mean, if that were the case, I would have had a scholarship to any sport I wanted going to college. I would have just said, I'm a woman and I'll go be on the basketball team. Or whatever team they decided that you're going to go after. This is so silly. But it leads into affirmative action and the appointees by Biden and the big elephant in the room as it relates to race, sexuality, gender issues, etc. And if we don't get ahead of this, folks, it's going to continue.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. After being indicted by a Manhattan grand jury, former President Donald Trump expected to be arraigned in court on Tuesday. Law enforcement agencies, including the U.S. Secret Service, New York Police Department, FBI, New York State Court officers, and the DA's office, are meeting this afternoon to finalize details about the logistics and security of Trump's arrest. The co-owner of a Utah gym studio allegedly had over 500 explicit files of more than 70 people, including children, from a hidden camera in his gym's bathroom. Adam Jacobs, 33, was arrested on March 22nd following an investigation. Parents and students demanding stricter gun laws at Tennessee's state capitol, their goal to protest before Tennessee's House floor session for common sense gun laws. Corey Myers, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is a Kevin Jackson radio show.
That was a silly Negro, Jamal Bowman, a Democrat out of New York, the representative out of New York. And what you don't hear, because I cut it, is Thomas Massey, who's a representative from Kentucky. And he comes in to talk about gun control and giving stats and stuff like that. And this is what I don't like about Republicans and how they represent us. He wants to handle this with decorum. With a guy who's shouting the entire time. It goes on, even when he steps away from Bowman, Jamal Bowman, and goes to just talk to reporters, Bowman comes, gets in his face, and starts shouting some more. Now, I would title this segment, What He Should Have Done. What Massey should have done is say, you're one to talk. Here you are, watching black kids get killed every single day in black neighborhoods from violence of all different types, and you say nothing. Now it's all about the guns. Can you name me one black kid who was killed in anywhere in the country yesterday? Can you name me one? Can you name me one perpetrator who killed those kids? What's it got to do with the guns? Were any of them stabbed? Were any of them beaten to death? What other crimes were committed against black people that where you should be outraged, and here you are talking about guns? Why? Why? What is it? You want to know who did this? Leftism. Why aren't you talking about leftism? Why aren't you talking about the academic environment that creates this very thing that we're talking about today? You know what? In the transgender person, that four of the last, well, I don't know, whatever number of school shootings involved transgender kids. Are you looking into that? Are you looking into the family dynamics that cause these kids to lose their identity to such a degree that they're willing to sacrifice their lives? They feel that hopeless? Are you looking into that? What are you looking into? It's all about the guns, right? It's all about a 9-year-old kid got shot or whatever. How many 9-year-old kids got shot in cities where you have laws against guns? How many? Yeah, look, you got to call these people out. And here, and I said this earlier, and I'll say it again. This is not a commercial for me. I apply it to me, and I have no problem applying it to me. But I want to begin by telling you this. Thomas Sowell is one of the great intellects of our age. You watch this man when he speaks, you read his books. I almost didn't do what I'm doing right now because Thomas Sowell existed or exists. So why is he not more well known in the black community? Why is he? Why do we know D-Ray McKesson, Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, Sean King? Why do you think Jamal, Jussie Smollett-Bowman, is out here yelling in the rafters, gun control, gun control? Because white enablers said to him, Jamal, if you'll talk about gun control, we'll get you some money. Gun control, gun control. Jamal, if you talk about gun control, we'll get you on committees. We'll get you in the spotlight. All Jamal is doing, folks, this was Jussie Smollett. For all intents and purposes, Jamal Bowman should have come there with a noose around his neck and poured bleach on himself, because he's creating a problem where there isn't one. He's blaming something that has really nothing to do with the problem. And in fact, if you don't believe me, a lady argued, I just know this, that school wouldn't have been shot up if we didn't have guns. Okay. What do you think would have happened if this girl boy had gone through that school with a knife, gone into a classroom, and just started knifing people? Or randomly, as people were walking by, just ran up behind him and stabbed him in the back. How many people do you think you could kill with a knife? This is an inexperienced person. If she just had it in her hand, everybody's walking along, doody, 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 and she walks past him, and she circles back, stabs him in the back, stabs him in the neck, kills that one, moves on, finds the next person, sees two people in a room, does it to them, quietly, goes in an office, kills somebody. How many people can you kill with a knife? Inexperienced. She could have killed 10 people with a knife and gotten away, before they would have shot her. What do you think an experienced person could do with a knife? Now, there are people out there going, Kevin, I don't really know. Yeah, you're exactly right. You don't know because you're inexperienced. But as an experienced person who's trained in knife combat, I will tell you this. I'd rather face a gun than a knife if somebody knows how to use it. So we can talk about the weapon used in as much as you want to talk about the Muslims that get in cars and run people over in parades, or the black guy that got into a car and ran a bunch of white folks over in a parade, that we don't even talk about those stories anymore. What about those vehicle deaths? I'm so sick of us having the same discussions, and you know who does it? It's always some intersectional group that's oppressed, and generally speaking, it is going to be somebody black. This affirmative action, Jamal Bowman, who would not be worthy of being a congressman in any normal where there's sanity, and what's he do? He becomes another big mouth. And you know what's expected of him? To be a big mouth, not to solve problems. Samuel L. Jackson, Spike Lee, are these two, you know, flag-waving, conservative, Confederate suit-wearing dudes? No. Two leftists in Hollywood, you know what both of those guys have said? We got to have guns. Ice-T, we got to have guns. We need guns in the black community. Why? Because we have a lot of crime in the black community. And as I explained the other day, black folks don't want to talk about this. White people kill other white. The majority of white people are killed by other white people. Okay. So white people kill each other 87% of the time. Black people kill each other 95% of the time. Do you know who's killing white people 13% of the time when it's not other white people? Black people. You know how many white folks are killing black people of that 5% that isn't black on black crime? A small percentage. Certainly less than 5%. And I'll tell you, the Mexicans are killing more blacks than white folks. So there's not a race of people. In other words, if the Mexicans are killing each other at 92% and there's 8% other, I guarantee you black folks of that 8%, we dominate how we go after the part that when you're not killing each other. So none of these, if you want to look at it statistically, where do we win? Where do black folks win? We kill each other in record numbers. We kill other people in record numbers, more than we exist per capita. And we want to blame guns. How about you blame that lack of a daddy? And how about you blame a system that wants to let you be bad, that doesn't want to put a school resource officer in place? Why? Because, well, it'll convict It'll validate the numbers that black and brown kids are the ones wreaking havoc in schools. And that forces you to ask yourself the question, why? Why are they wreaking havoc in schools? Why is it those kids tend to be the problem? You think that the school resource officers and the principals and the deans and whatever are going, yeah, you know what? Let's just go get us a black kid to blame. Society's used to it. They're doing everything they can to not blame these kids. Whatever the statistics are right now, I did get it out eventually, didn't I? Whatever the statistics are of black crime anywhere in the country, I promise you, it's far worse. Black and brown crime is far worse. They don't want to report it because they don't want you to go, you know what? I'm really sick of this black and brown crime. So they go, don't report it. Don't report it in schools. Don't report it here because we can't have people thinking this about black people. They're already thinking it. And black people are upset about it. We're upset about it. The overwhelming majority of black people in this country are tired of being the whipping boys, pardon the pun. Sorry for the slavery analogy, but they're tired of being the whipping boy for all the things that are happening in this country. You know what? I'd like to see some good news about black folks. But sadly, we live in a culture where leftists won't let it happen because they keep condoning nonsense. When's it going to end? You going to end it? Do you have the guts to say what I just said? This knucklehead wants you to believe it's about the gun. Jamal Bowman. It has nothing to do with the gun. It has to do with a society that allows lawlessness, that encourages kids to do the types of things that these kids are doing. And these leftists, these Democrats should be ashamed of themselves. By the way, Bowman is a former middle school principal. Would you want him to be the principal of your kids?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment. All things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
My name is Nicole Solis, and I am a mother from Rhode Island who was sued by the teachers union simply because I wanted to know what my kindergartner would be learning in school. And here's how this happened. I asked to see the curriculum, and my school told me I had to submit a public records request. The curriculum wasn't posted online, and it wasn't available in a school district. Then I asked them if they were teaching gender theory, and they told me that they don't call children boys and girls, and they embed the values of gender identity into every class from including kindergarten, and they didn't want to answer any of my questions further. They told me that they would communicate with me only through public records requests, and that is the only way I could get my questions answered. And when I did submit the public records request that they told me to submit, and I submitted hundreds because I had hundreds of questions, my school board then put my name on the agenda of a public school board meeting and held a public school board meeting to discuss suing me for submitting the request that they told me to submit. In a five-hour-long school board meeting, they openly debated my moral character, my political motivations. They said that I was causing chaos, wreaking havoc, harming the district, harming children. children. One school board member even said she felt unsafe and started to cry because, as you see, I'm really scary standing here right now.
This is outrageous, right?
And they really just tarred and feathered me for asking questions. And they had never met me before, and this was the first school board meeting that I had ever been to in my life.
They want you scared.
They wanted to send a message to other parents that if you ask questions, they will come after you.
There you go.
Well, at the end of this meeting, they decided that they wouldn't sue me for asking questions because they never intended on actually suing me. They just wanted to publicly humiliate me in a school board meeting that was a show trial. And when that happened, then the teachers union, the largest teachers union in the country, the NEA, did file a lawsuit against me to bully me and harass me with frivolous litigation and to send a message to other parents that if you ask questions about public education, they will come after you.
Wow.
And I'm here so that this doesn't happen to any other parent in America.
Good for you.
I'm still in litigation for almost 2 years with the teachers union. I still don't have my answers. But what I do know is that my school district and my teachers union didn't want to just hide the curriculum from me. They wanted to ruin my life just for asking for it.
Think about that.
And I don't want that to happen to any other parent in America. So I'm very happy to be here today with this bill, and my question for you is, how will this bill ensure that parents like me can get their questions about education answered?
I wouldn't believe that was even true in America if you didn't stand up and tell me that.
This is Kevin McCarthy, by the way.
Just say, they sued you for asking what's being taught to your child. I mean, we wouldn't think we'd have to do this bill, but you are the exact reason why we have the Parents' Bill of Rights.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty straightforward bill. We firmly believe that this bill's foundation is kind of on five pillars. And in today, when you introduce a bill, it always is given a number. And in the majority, you're able to reserve the first through ten. This is H.R. 5 for a very important reason. When you turn about five is when you start going to kindergarten, right? You start your education. But this bill, by Julia Lutlow, kind of sits on five main pillars. The right to know what's being taught in the school and for you to be able to see the reading materials, right? The right to be heard. So many times across this nation, we found that parents were attacked, called terrorists, that they simply wanted to go to a school board meeting to be heard about what's going on. The right to see the school budgets and how they spend their money. The right to protect your child's privacy. And the right to be updated on any violent activity at the school.
Amen to that.
We think these are pretty basic things that everybody and every parent should have a right to.
Hear, hear, Kevin McCarthy. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, folks, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I want you to understand the battle you're up against, the war you're in. And if you think that this war is being waged in places you wouldn't even think you would have to protect, let me let you hear this clip. This is Matt Gaetz speaking to the Secretary of Defense and the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Milley, on LGBT in the military.
You know, dry clean story hours is not something that the department funds.
Well, wait a second. That's actually not what the record seems to suggest. You were going to fund one at Ramstein Air Force Base. That one got canceled, but that's DOD insignia. That's a drag queen story hour for children. Then also at Malmstrom Air Force Base outside of Great Falls, Montana, you had a drag queen story hour for kids. At the Joint Base Langley Eustis, you put on a drag queen story hour on a Saturday for the first ever kid-friendly diversity, equity, inclusion summer festival. And at Nellis Air Force Base, you had the Drag You Nellis on June 17th. Who funded these things, Mr. Secretary?
Listen, drag shows are not something that the Department of Defense supports or funds. So.
But wait, why are they happening on military bases? I just showed you the evidence. Why are they happening?
I will say again. This is not something that we support or fund.
Well, you think hosting a drag queen story hour on a military base isn't supporting the drag queen story hour?
I stand by what I just said.
But you may stand by it, but it's belied by the evidence over and over again. I mean, are you aware of the piece? Biden's military, Air Force Base in Montana holds drag show, drag queen story hour for kids in the Western Journal. Are you aware of that?
Again, I will say what I said.
Yeah, you're saying what you're saying, but I guess it just doesn't comport with the facts. General Milley, this will be my last time to question you. You mentioned 2 years ago that you wanted to better understand white rage. And so my question is this. Did you read this book?
No, not at all.
What is White Privilege is the book, and it's actually written by a DOD official, a senior official in diversity, equity, and inclusion, and there are now hundreds of these books in dozens of schools, and I wonder if you guys connect this to your problems with recruiting.
I've never read it, never seen it. Frankly, I don't even think about that stuff. I think about
Go
about the readiness of the force.
Go ahead and put up the next slide, please. Okay, well, in the next slide, this is a tweet by one of your employees in charge of diversity, equity, and inclusion, and it's patently racist. They say that she had to give Karen the business, that she talks about caudacity, presumably of Caucasian people. So why does the
look at that?
Well, why is that person?
You're not
going to
get an argument from me. That's terrible. It's wrong. She shouldn't be doing that. Period.
Should she be fired?
I don't. That's a DOD employee. Not U.S. military uniform.
Should they be fired, Austin?
Again, as you heard at your subcommittee here, this incident was investigated and
they're still employed.
I go back to warriors. Thomas Sowell. Could he battle this? Larry Elder. Clarence Mason Weaver. Kevin Jackson. But, you know, who do we have fighting for us? We have a lot of ingenues. We have people that think they're in the battle. They're not battle-tested. They are not people who understand this problem from decades of experience. They're people that want to, in my opinion, just be in the spotlight. I'm not challenging their heart in terms of what they want to accomplish. I'm challenging, can they accomplish it? It's very frustrating to me that we are dealing with the nonsense that we're talking about. Transgender people competing against women. Men competing against women. We're talking about LGBT nonsense in the military, for goodness sakes. Educating our kids about it. There is so much more that we have to be doing, that we should be doing. And this is the stuff we're talking about. We're talking about prosecuting Donald Trump over a supposed relationship with a skank versus the real problems facing this nation. And if you think that these Democrats aren't smart in how they're going about it, you better think again. Where are our voices that are just as loud and bring sanity? That's what we should be doing. Every time I get on this radio show, anywhere I go, and I talk about funding what we're doing, I think about the $83 billion that they gave to those caustic Negroes for the Black Lives Matter movement. And they're buying themselves yachts and planes and multi-million dollar homes. And we, who fight on the side of righteousness, don't even get table scraps. And we think we're going to win this battle. They just empowered hundreds of thousands of more blacks to speak this nonsense. And you wonder why it's the loudest thing you're hearing?
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.